or maybe in the living room if the wife and kids were out, where she'd be appraised as though she were stock options, or a good deal on beef at the supermarket, or a bargain on Amazon. Yes. No. Dunno. Maybe. Again, it was a thought that should have disgusted her, and once upon a time it had. The thought of all those unseen eyes on her body. The mortal dread of being recognised. But not anymore. The camera light turned green, which meant that somewhere out in the world of the internet a man was looking at her right now, assessing her, sizing her up, deciding if she was worth it. Her laptop cursor blinked. In the office sat her supervisor, Jason. Right now, he'd be peering at his own monitor through a cloud of weed smoke and wondering why she wasn't typing. So she stitched on a smile for her audience and reached to the keyboard.
Hi. I'm bored. Want to play?
They hardly ever wanted to play. Mostly they came here via XXX pop-ups and knew that play meant pay. All they wanted to do was ogle for a few seconds and then click off in search of free porn elsewhere. But sometimes they did want to play. And this was one of those times.
What did you have in mind?
Came the reply. She smiled, licked her lips and wrote,
I can show you something you've never seen before.
Hidden beneath the duvet, the gun dug into her thigh.
Great, wrote the punter.
There was a pause. Payment details were entered. Plenty bulked at this stage, but not this one. He was on the clock now.
Get in, wrote Jason on the IM.
He always did that. In a funny way, she was going to miss Jason. How about we lose the top, wrote the punter, emboldened, wanting to hurry things up, knowing the score. Most likely, he was an old hand at CAMS. They were the worst, the regulars. Treated the girls like cattle, like slaves. No manners. She turned and dipped a shoulder, dropping a strap of her vest top. Trying to smile, she found she couldn't. Instead, her mind went elsewhere. To her parents, to whom she said a silent sorry. To the man in the hat from when she was little, her SAS man. Her very own special forces who'd protected her from the bad guys but couldn't protect her now. Wishing she could have heard his voice one last time and told him what she knew.
Why are you crying?
She hadn't even realised. But yes, a tear had slipped down her face.
Babe, WTF, what's up?
Wrote Jason. But she ignored him, writing to the punter instead.
What's your name? She typed.
For a second or so, she thought he might not respond, things getting a bit weird for him, maybe. But then it came back.
Peter.
That was probably a lie, but as one who'd been living under a false identity for so long, she could hardly judge. Either way, it felt better knowing his name, alias or not.
I'm sorry for what's about to happen, Peter, she wrote.
What's about to happen? Wrote Peter.
It isn't your fault, she typed.
What isn't? Came the reply.
This, she wrote.
And she pulled the gun from under the duvet, using two hands as she put the barrel upside down into her mouth. She closed her eyes, and for a moment or so she paused in order to look for the courage inside, trying to find the strength to do what she needed to do. And she found that strength. She found it because she had no other option. Because she had no choice. She said something around the barrel of the gun, two final words, and then pulled the trigger. Part 1. Chapter 1. The street in Finsbury Park was much like any other residential London road. Rows of terraced homes bunched up on either side, cars nudged into every available space, each house telling its own story. This one, home to a retired couple, well kept, tidy and house proud. Wheelie bins neatly arranged out front. This one, student digs. Overgrown patch of yard out front, windows dirty, shabby curtains that never seem to open. This one, stickers in the window, paper chains hanging off the frame, home to a noisy family of four. There was one particular house, however, where things weren't quite so easily delineated.